One day, Daniel and Noah went for a walk. They and some other ants had heard about a big peanut butter and jelly sandwich that had fallen out of a picnic basket somewhere near Ant Hill. About 100 ants were walking to the sandwich with Daniel and Noah. And Daniel and Noah had their backpacks with them. As they walked, suddenly, all of the ants heard an owl start to screech with a very loud voice. The ants looked up and saw a big owl in a tree. Most of the ants just kept walking. They thought the owl was just making noise. But Daniel and Noah heard something that the other ants were not hearing. They had learned to hear Jesus' voice, and they heard Jesus speaking through the owl. They stopped walking and listened to what the owl was saying.
Who will take the narrow path?
Asked the owl.
The hard time of winter is coming. Yes, winter is coming. And who will take the narrow path to the New Jerusalem?
What is the narrow path? And what is the New Jerusalem?
Asked Daniel.
The New Jerusalem is the most beautiful city in the whole wide world. In the New Jerusalem, there are joyful angels flying around everywhere. The New Jerusalem is full of the most beautiful colors and music you could ever imagine. Everyone there is so happy, and all of your favorite foods are there, too. What are your favorite foods, little ants?
Chocolate!
Shouted Daniel.
Strawberries!
Exclaimed Noah. Then Noah shouted.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches!
You know what?
The owl said with a smile.
In the New Jerusalem, there are peanut butter and jelly sandwiches taller than Ant Hill. And,
continuing slowly,
in the New Jerusalem, there are even strawberries bigger than an elephant's head.
Daniel and Noah stared at the owl with their mouths open wide and watering.
But,
the owl said,
the most important thing about the New Jerusalem is this. Jesus lives there. He's more beautiful than anything else in the whole world. He has so much love coming out of him that you always feel like you're wrapped up tight in a warm love blanket. He is always so happy and joyful, and his face shines brighter than the sun. All you ever want to do is be with him. It's amazing.
Daniel and Noah began to jump up and down. They were very excited about this news because every day they prayed to Jesus and listened to his voice. He always spoke to them about how much he loved them and wanted them to be with him. They loved him so much and couldn't wait to see him.
How do we get to the New Jerusalem?
Noah asked the owl. The owl got a very serious look on her face.
There are many roads that go to very bad places, but there is only one road that goes to the New Jerusalem where Jesus lives, the narrow path. If you want to get to the New Jerusalem, you must always stay on the narrow path and never get off of it. You can't do this by yourself, but Jesus will help you to stay on the narrow path if you ask him. He will help you stay on it even when the hard time of winter comes and everything gets very cold. And while you are on the narrow path, Jesus will also send some of his servants to show you how to always stay on it.
Where does the narrow path start?
Daniel asked.
When you stopped at this tree to listen to me,
said the owl,
you made a wise choice. This is the place where the narrow path begins.
The owl then pointed with her beak to a little path next to the tree. It was not a very fancy path, and it was not very wide at all, but was a very skinny road. You might miss it if you weren't looking for it or listening to Jesus' voice. The two little ants waved goodbye to the owl and started to walk down the narrow path.